Today, this is the fifth Sunday. So on the fifth Sunday, we have a combined service. Normally, our service at 9:30 is the English service, and then at 10:30 or 10:40 is the Chinese service. So we're glad you're here with us today.
通常我们9点半是英文聚会，10点半是中文聚会。今天很高兴大家能在一起。
The key we're looking at today is Romans Church, and our verse here we want to see is the righteous will live by faith.
今天我们要看罗马的教会，我们要读的是义人必因信得生。
Let's bow in prayer as we begin. Father, I thank you for each one that's here today, and I pray that you would be in our midst and speak to us today.
主，我们感谢你，为我们中的每一位都感谢你，愿你在我们中间说话。
Father, I pray for those who are sick and ill among us. I ask your hand be upon them, physically to heal them and raise them up.
主，因为为我们当中有病痛的祷告，愿你的手医治他们，来复兴他们。
Father, I thank you that your Spirit is here in our midst, and I thank you that pray that you would open our eyes and our heart, and that you would fill your servant with your Spirit to speak forth the Word of God.
主，我们知道你在我们的当中，也愿你的手在我们身上。主，愿你的灵叫我们能够听见你的话。
We thank you, Lord, and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们感谢祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
For the young people who are in our here today, this coming week is probably a day that you are, if I were to ask you what is October 31st, I'm sure the young people could tell us what day that is.
如果年轻人小孩子问他们10月31号是什么日子，他们也许都知道。
This, of course, to young people is a time when you can dress up and Halloween.
是他们穿上这个特别的服装，是这个万圣节。
But you may not be aware of this, but October the 31st, 1517, 500 years ago, was a day that changed the world.
但是你可能不知道，500年前，在1517年的10月31号，那是世界改变的日子。
Recently, I read this book about this day. October 31st, 1517, began the Reformation.
我读到最近读到这本书，就是1517年的10月31号，是宗教改革的开始。
It's very interesting how this happened. About a year earlier, there was a man by the name of Johann Tenzel.
在大概一年前有一个叫约翰·坦索的人。
And he was sent to sell what is called indulgences.
他被罗马教廷派去
Now this indulgence was the idea is that you would buy this and it would reduce the amount of punishment that you would have to undergo for your sins.
他们的宣传就是如果你买这个，那你就能够减少你的刑罚。
At that time, the Roman Church in Rome was building a St. Peter's Basilica. If you go to Rome today, you see that huge church. But that huge church is what brought about the Reformation.
今天你到罗马去，仍然能看见当时他们要建造那个圣彼得大教堂，就是因为这个触发了宗教的改革。So
this week, this 500 years, a day that changed the world.
今天是500年前的今天，世界得以改变。Luther
posted on the door of the church his 95 theses.
路德就在教会的大门上贴上了他的95条。
He was protesting the sale of indulgences. You cannot purchase the forgiveness of sin.
他就是抗议这个赎罪券，因为赎罪是不能买的。
Repentance has to come from the heart.
悔改是要从心里来的。
Little did he know that this was the beginning of the Reformation.
这个就是宗教改革的开始。
So we see the Rome church.
我们看见罗马的教会。
Paul had written the letter to the Romans. He wanted to go and visit them and go on to Spain.
保罗写信给罗马的教会，因为他想要到西班牙去传道。
And during his fourth journey, he finally went to Rome.
布道旅程，他终于去了罗马。
We know that Rome, of course, is the capital city of the great Roman Empire.
我们知道罗马是罗马帝国的首都。
In west central part of Italy, we find this, the great city of Rome.
在意大利的西北部，我们看见这座罗马城。
It was the center of history and art and architecture and religion.
这是历史、宗教、艺术的中心。
Now, the Rome Church was not founded by Peter.
罗马教会不是彼得建立的。
It wasn't founded by Paul or any other apostle.
也不是保罗或者其他任何一位使徒来建立的。
When we look in Acts chapter 2, at the day of Pentecost, when the church began in Jerusalem, there were many believers from other areas, and it tells us in Acts 2:10, there were those from Rome.
在使徒行传我们看见五旬节的时候有各地来的人，在二章十节那里说到也有从罗马来的。
So it is likely that the believers from Rome were the ones who established the church there in Rome.
所以可能罗马教会就是由那些当时从罗马来的人回去他们所建立的。
Romans 1:17 is the key verse to the book of Romans.
罗马书一章十七节乃是罗马书的要节。
And in it, Paul announces the theme of the book of Romans, the righteousness of God.
在那里保罗就宣告了他的主题乃是神的义。
And so here's a question. We know that God is righteous. And we know that God is love.
我们知道神是义，我们也知道神是爱。
We know that we are all sinners.
我们知道我们都是罪人。
And God is righteous. We deserve to be the judgment of our sin. We deserve that.
我们是罪人，我们受到审判乃是应该的。
God is love. As John 3:16, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son.That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
神是爱，因为约翰福音三章十六节告诉我们说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
It was God's love that sent Jesus to this earth.
神因着爱差遣耶稣基督来世上。
It was because of God's righteousness that Jesus went to the cross.
因着神的义，所以耶稣。基督要被钉十字架。
So righteousness. I love the Chinese characters. My name, my Chinese name, Yi. And this is the Chinese character for righteous. Yi, the traditional character.
我非常喜欢义这个字尤其喜欢中文里这个义字的写法。所以我名字里面也是有一个这个义字。
You see, the picture here is a wonderful picture.I, the Lamb over me, I am a sinner, the Lamb over me, God's Lamb. And Jesus came to this earth, He was introduced as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world.
这个字它像一幅画告诉我们一个故事，就看见说羊在我之上，乃是神的羔羊来除去世人的罪孽。
How can I be righteous? The Lamb over me.
我怎样被称义乃是因为羔羊在我之上。
And what is the message here to the church?
这里对教会的信息是什么?
The message can be said that we are to be justified.
我们得以称义。
How can a sinner be justified before a holy God?
罪人在圣洁的神面前如何称义?
How can God be just and justify sinners?
神如何才是义，并且称罪人为义呢?
Now this word justified is very interesting in the English.
这个称义在英文中很有意思。
Just, it means just as if I'd never sinned.
这个好像可以解释成就好像我从来没有犯过罪。
When I have the lamb over me that covers my sin, just as if I had never sinned.
当羔羊在我之上，那个血遮盖我，好像神眼中看我像从来没有犯过罪的。
2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us this, for he, speaking, that God has made him, Christ, who knew no sin, to become sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
在哥林多后书5:21那里说，真是那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
So we look at the book of Romans here that Paul wrote, one of the most precious letters in the Bible.
我们看保罗所写的罗马书，圣经里最宝贵的经文。
The first thing we see here is significance, importance. What is righteousness? It's defined for us. What does it mean to be right with God?
我们这里首先看它的意义，看到义的定义。
Now Paul, in sending this letter,He also presents his credentials. Here, he had never been to Rome. So he's writing, he's explaining, here is my credentials.
保罗他写这个罗马书的时候，他先要介绍他自己。
First of all, he was a servant of Jesus Christ.
他是耶稣基督的仆人。
A slave who belonged to Christ because he believed and followed Christ. He belonged to Christ.
他乃是耶稣基督的奴仆，他是属于耶稣基督的。
At that time in Rome, there were over 60 million slaves.
在罗马当时有6000万奴仆。
And then Paul was not humbly, he was a servant.
保罗他谦卑，他知道他自己乃是奴仆。
But his position, he was also an apostle.
但是同时他又是一位使徒。
That God had called him to be an apostle.
神召他做使徒。
It means someone who is sent. God had called him and sent him.
就是神所差派的。
And he was to go to the Jews and to the Gentiles.
到犹太人中，到外邦人中。
He was also a preacher of the gospel.
来传神的福音。
He had a burden to share the good news.
他有一个负担，就是要传这个好消息。
And number four, he was a missionary to the Gentiles.
他也是向外邦人宣教的。
We've looked at his missionary journeys already. Yeah, he went preaching the gospel.
我们也读过他宣教的旅程，他怎样的去传福音。
And then secondly, Paul here expressed his concern.
保罗在这里也表达他的关心。
He first of all, he gives thanks for them. He's thankful for them.
保罗献上感谢。
For those in Rome, he's thankful for what he heard about them, that they've, how they've changed the world there.
当他听见罗马所发生的事，怎样改变了世界，他为他们献上感谢。
And then he prayed for them. He earnestly prayed for them.
保罗迫切地为他们罗马的教会祷告。
He had a love for them.
保罗也爱他们。
He was in debt to them.
保罗觉得欠他们的债。
And he was eager, looking forward to visiting them.
他切切地想见他们。
This past week, it was October the 17th, Mike Jarrett's mother, 99 years of age, who...For many, many years have believed and followed the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior passed away.
上个礼拜10月17号 ,Mike Jarrett 的妈妈信主许多许多年她被主接去了。
I had the opportunity this past week to have breakfast with him and just talk with him and find out about his mother. What do you remember about your mother?
上个礼拜我和她一起吃早餐就有跟她谈到她的妈妈就是你记得你妈妈是怎样的。
He said, the first thing I remember about my mother, she, for over 30 years, she was a church secretary.
他说我记得我妈妈是她30年是教会的秘书。
He says, I'll never forget this because I never once heard my mother say a bad word about anybody.
他说有一件事我记得就30年里我没有听见她说任何人的坏话。
30 years, church secretary, she knows everything. And never once did she say anything about anybody. And he said that he'll never forget that.
他说他是教会的秘书，所以教会所有的事他都知道。
And the second thing he said, that his mother was a woman of faith. She prayed for everyone in that church. She was a woman of faith.
他妈妈是个有信心的人，她为教会里每一位祷告。
And she loved everyone.
她也爱每个人。
I thought, wow, he just was rejoicing what an influence his mother had had upon him and many others.
他就是为他妈妈在他身上的影响而感到喜乐。
And then Paul affirmed his confidence.
所以保罗他也在这里肯定他自己的自信。
He talked about the gospel here. Where does the gospel come from? It is the gospel of Christ.
他说到福音的起源乃是基督的福音。
Jesus came to this earth like a man. God became a man in flesh and lived among us.
乃是神成为人。
And then he did many miracles among us. But yet he was crucified.
被定。
And it rose again the third day.
第三天从死里复活。
So the good news is who Jesus Christ is and what he did for us.
所以这个好消息就是耶稣基督他是谁，他做了什么。
The operation of the gospel, it is the power of God.
福音的运作乃是神的大能。
Last week we talked about power, dynamite. It changes lives.
上次我们说到这个能力，它的原意是炸药，它改变一切。
Paul is a good example. Before that, before he became a Christian, he persecuted Christians. He would take them and put them in prison. He would capture them and beat them and so forth.
保罗就是一个很好的例子，以前他就是迫害基督徒，抓他们下在监里，也拷打他们。
One day, headed to Damascus to capture Christians and to put them into prison, he saw the Lord.
有一天在去大马色的路上，他去追捕基督徒，但是他遇见了主。
And his life changed, 180 degrees changed as he believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他的人生就180度的转弯。
And the outcome of the gospel is salvation.
福音的结果，结局，就是救恩。
Our sins are forgiven. We have peace in our hearts. We have new life.
我们罪得赦免，心里有平安，我们得着新的生命。
And the outreach of the gospel is to everyone who believes.
福音的宣传，宣告乃是一切相信的。
The gospel is for you, it's for me.
这福音是为着你，也是为着我。
It's interesting that Martin Luther wrote these words. The law discovers the disease. The gospel gives the remedy.
律法发现了疾病，福音给了医治。
We read the word of God, we read the law, it tells us that we are sinners.
我们读律法，告诉我们说我们乃是罪人。
We have sinful nature, that is a disease.
我们有罪的本性，就像一个疾病。
But then Jesus Christ, on the cross, His blood can cleanse us from all our sin, and He is the remedy.
耶稣基督当他挂在十架上的时候，他的血能够遮盖我们的罪，能够医治我们。
So the gospel is significant. It is important to understand how we can be right with God.
所以我们很重要的明白，我们在神面前怎样才能被称为是义的。
Then there's sin, and righteousness is demanded.
所以从罪里面我们可以看见义的要求。
In the church at Rome, there were Gentiles and there were Jews.
罗马的教会有外邦人，也有犹太人。
And so Paul is like standing in a courtroom, standing before the judge. And Paul reminded the Gentiles, first of all, that they are guilty before God.
保罗好像就站在一个法庭里面，在审判官的面前。 他首先让人知道说，外邦人他们乃是罪人。
They knew that a creator God who made everything.
他们知道神造了一切。
And this is reminded in chapter 1, they are without excuse.
在罗马书第一章里那里说他们无可推诿。
In their ignorance, they continued in sin.
但是他们仍然是存着虚妄的心，他们继续在追踪。
As you read this chapter 1 at the end, you see how they indulge in all kinds of sin. It reminds us of the world around us.
在第一章后半，你会看见那里各种各样的罪。
And they were not willing to repent, to turn away from their sin.
他们不愿意悔改，转向神。
So they were guilty before God.
他神在神面前，他们的罪在那里。
The Jews were also guilty before God.
犹太人在神面前仍然是有罪。
The Jews thought, well, we are Abraham's descendants. We are the sons of Abraham. We are God's people.
他们说我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，是神的子民。
We have the blessings of God upon us and upon the nation of Israel.
我们有神给我们，给以色列各样的祝福。
We have God's law, we have God's mark upon us, and God has been faithful to us in our history.
我们知道说我们有神的印记，我们有神的律法，神在历史当中一直祝福我们。
They also, the Jews, the Gentiles, are all guilty.
但是不管是犹太人还是外邦人，他们都是罪人。
The whole world is guilty before God. You and I, we are guilty. We are all sinners. We are all guilty before God.
全世界的人，你和我，我们在神面前都是罪人。
So number three, Paul tells us about salvation.
第三点，保罗就告诉我们说神的拯救。
How we can be right before God. We can be declared righteous before God.
我们在神面前怎样被称义。
And this is apart from the law. It's not keeping the law. It's not being religious, trying to keep the law.It's apart from that.
这乃是在律法之外，不是因为我们是过一个宗教性的生活，不是因为我们好像自己满足了律法的要求。
It's through faith. We have to put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ who died for our sins.
乃是借着我们的信心，信靠说我们的主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们死。
It's by grace. We do not deserve. It's unmerited. We do not deserve it.It's God's grace.
这是乃是恩典，并不是因为我们做了值得的事，乃是完完全全神的恩典。
A great sacrifice too.
这是一个大的牺牲。
Jesus died on the cross for you, for me. He gave His life for us.
耶稣在十字架上为你为我而死，来把生命给我们。
And by doing that, He fulfilled the law. He was righteous. He established the law. He fulfilled it.
他设立了律法，他也成全了律法。
So we're reminded here of this verse, Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章。
23 and 24, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and are justified, there's our word justified, freely,By His grace, through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的救赎就白白的称义。
Now, if we could do a drawing of this, what does this look like?
如果我们画一幅图，这是像什么样的？
Here we have the person, the believer, who puts their trust in Christ.Believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross, that He took my sin and your sin upon Him. But I have to put my faith in Him, believing in Him. So then, I believe in Jesus Christ.
所以这个相信的人，他们乃是信靠耶稣基督在十字架上所做的。
So I am justified. Our guilt is credited to Christ on the cross.Our sin were placed on Him.
知道说在十字架上我们的罪归于耶稣。
And then Jesus Christ, His righteousness is credited to us.
他的义就是归在我们的名下。
Remember again that Chinese character for righteous, Lamb over me. covers my sin, and I become righteous by faith.
我们记得那个中国字义，就是羊在我的上面，叫我们在神的面前被算作是义的。
And this salvation is also illustrated in Abraham.
这个救恩也从亚伯拉罕身上可以看得见。
Of course, Abraham was the father of the Jews, so they would associate with Abraham.
他当然是犹太人的父。
He was justified by faith as well, not by works.
他也是因着信而称义的，并不是借着工作。
He was justified by grace, and not the law.
并不是借着律法。
He was also justified by that resurrected power, that resurrection power, not by human effort.
他被称义也是借着复活的能力，并不是靠人手的力量。
So Abraham believed God, it says in Genesis 15:6, and it was counted to him for righteousness.
所以在创世纪里告诉我们说，亚伯拉罕信神，那就算作他的义。
Some of you here are accountants. I know a few of you, that's your job, accountant. And so his righteousness is credited to our account when we put our faith in him.
所以我们当中有做财务的，所以你们就明白说这个算作的意思，就是他的功劳算在我们的账上。
So, justification is also explained in Adam.
称义我们从亚当的身上也可以看见。
Gentiles, we are all descendants of Adam.
我们这些外邦人，我们都是亚当的后裔。
And through faith, we are justified and we can enjoy the blessings of that.
因着信我们可以称义，也能够得着祝福。
The blessings that we have peace with God.
这个祝福就是我们与神和好。
We have an access where we can come directly before God in prayer.
我们可以借着祷告到神的面前来。
We have hope, we have love, and we have salvation through Jesus Christ.
我们有爱，有盼望，有借着耶稣基督所得到的拯救。
And we're made right before God. We're reconciled. These are all blessings.
这都是我们的祝福。
And then the basis of our justification is through Jesus Christ.
这称义的根基就是借着耶稣基督。
So as we look at this and think about Romans chapter 5 and verse 18,
我们就想到借着这个我们可以想到罗马书第五章十八节。
So then, as through one transgression that resulted condemnation to all men, even so, through one act of righteousness, there resulted justification of life to all men.
因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪；照样因一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。
So we see Adam. Through Adam, one sin, one transgression in the Garden of Eden, the sin came down upon all mankind, and we're all sinners.
从亚当的身上，我们可以看见一次的过犯，罪就进入这个世界。
Through Jesus Christ, His act of righteousness in dying for our sins, and we put our faith in Him, we can receive His righteousness.
同样，借着耶稣基督的义行，他一个人在十字架上所成就的，我们信靠他，就得到那个生命。
So one act of righteousness, we can have justification of life to all men who believe.
因着一次的义行，所有的人都能够在神面前被称为义。
Paul also discussed about that this salvation is complete, it's whole, it's full.
保罗也说这样的一个救恩，它是完全的。
He tells us in chapter 6 that we are to have victory over our flesh. And the word here, sanctification, that God is making us righteous. He declares us righteous when we believe, and He's at work through His Spirit in our lives to make us righteous.
在罗马书第六章那里说到可以胜过肉体。
And then we have liberty over the law. The law is not to have control, that we have liberty over that law, that we have the Spirit and security through the Spirit.
我们也可以从律法当中得到释放，也圣灵也给我们确据。
Now there are three words here I want you to think of. Justification, sanctification, and glorification. I know these are big words in English. So it literally means this. We have our salvation, the past, the present, and the future.
所以我们想到这几个字很重要的字就是称义、成圣和得荣耀。那你说到神过去拯救我们，他现在拯救我们，他将来仍要拯救我们。
So let's look at the past. When I put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ, I am justified. I am declared righteous before God. And so, we have been saved from the penalty of sin.
所以当我看我们的过去，当我们信靠耶稣基督的时候，我们就被称义，我们乃是从罪的刑罚当中被拯救出来。
And now in the present, we see this, that we are being saved from the power of sin. That is sanctification.
现在我们乃是被从罪的能力当中拯救出来。
And so this, as we grow and the Spirit of God is working in our hearts, He is making us righteous.
圣灵不断的工作，叫我们得以称义。
And then in the future, we have glorification, that we will be saved from the presence of sin when we go to heaven and in the presence of God.
那将来我们要被从罪的存在当中拯救出来。
So this salvation is complete. It covers our past, our present, and our future.
所以救恩乃是一个完全的救恩，它包括我们的过去、现在和将来。
And then we see here that Israel, right? For the Jews, they didn't understand what does this mean to us.
我们下面来看以色列。他们犹太人他们不明白这跟我们有什么关系。
So Paul explains this to them and in those chapters there, chapters 9, 10, and 11.
所以在罗马书的九、十、十一章里面保罗就向他们来解释。
Alright? The past. Israel had riches in the past. They had the law of God. They hadthe tabernacle and they had the temple and these riches they had.
他们有他们过去的荣耀律法先知他们也有他们的会堂。
In the present, Jesus Christ came to them as their Messiah that was promised and they rejected him.
弥赛亚也是从他们当中出来的但是他们拒绝了。
And because of the rejection, the gospel went then to the world.And to the Gentiles, and so we have the church.
因着他们的拒绝，福音就临到了外邦，临到了世界。
But in the future, after the Lord returns a second time, He tells us that when He returns, that Israel will be restored.
但是当主再来的时候，以色列将要复兴。
But this matter of justification, that we're justified, is very practical as well.
这对于我们来说，这个称义应该是很实际的。
So we see here our servants that righteousness is also demonstrated in our lives.
这个称义在我们的生活当中，在我们的服事当中会彰显出来。
It's demonstrated in our church body.
在我们教会的身体里面。
It's demonstrated in our society and the way which we live in our communities.
在我们所居住的社会在我们的社区里面会彰显出来。
It's demonstrated toward the weaker brother, even to those in need.
在软弱有需要的弟兄姊妹身上会彰显出来。
So here's a verse that Paul says here, Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, Romans 12:1,to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
所以保罗在罗马书十二章那里说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，把身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
So the word therefore Therefore, because of all that we enjoy the mercies of God, because of all that, therefore, this is what we ought to do as we live out. We ought to present ourselves to God.
所以保罗说这里有一个所以，就乃是因为神的慈悲怜悯，我们把身体献上。
I heard it put this way. I thought it was kind of interesting. God wants full custody, not just weekend visits.
我们的神，这里我们有一句话说，神要完全的掌管我们，不只是在周末来访问我们一次。
It's 24/7. We're followers of Jesus Christ 24/7. Every day of our lives, every day of the week. This is not coming 2 hours on Sunday, but we follow the Lord. We give our lives to Him.
我们生活的每一时每一刻，我们都要跟随主，把我们的生命交给他掌管。
This is what He calls us to do, to live out the gospel, that we are justified and we live out that justification.
神给我们的护照，乃是把我们的救恩活出来，我们被称义，我们要把它彰显出来。
A friend of mine in Chicago sent me this picture. This artist, calligrapher, I guess I could say, that drew this beautiful calligraphy. And if you look carefully, the back of this calligraphy, you see the words here, "A mighty fortress is our God."
这是我的一个朋友，他所画的芝加哥的一个朋友，在里面有画了很多的英文的词，但其中你可以看到有一句话，就是"我神乃是大能堡垒."
That hymn that Martin Luther wrote, "A mighty fortress is our God. We put our faith and trust in Him."
这就是马丁路德所写的那首诗歌，"我神乃是大能堡垒."
And then what was the message of the Reformation? What was the message that Luther and others brought through the Reformation?
宗教改革还有路德他们所传递的信息是什么？
And that's written all on the outside here. By Scripture alone.
他就在这幅画上面都有写，第一个就是唯独圣经。
By faith alone.
唯独相信，唯独信心。
By grace alone.
唯独恩典。
By Christ alone.
唯独基督。
And then we see these words here at the bottom. For God's glory alone.
在最下面我们看见说，唯独神的荣耀。
And that summarizes the message of the Reformation that changed the world 500 years ago.
这好像就是宗教改革信息的一个总结，就是500年前世界怎样的得以改变。
It was 1738, May 23rd.
在1738年5月23号,
a man by the name of John Wesley was reading the commentary, heard it read, that Martin Luther had written about the book of Romans.
约翰·卫斯理他就那样写道，他说，马丁·路德他写了关于他的罗马书的认识。
He wrote these words in his journal. John Wesley said these words.
卫斯理就在他日记上写了这些话,
About a quarter before nine, I felt my heart strangely warmed. I felt I did trust in Christ. I put my faith and trust in Christ and Christ alone for salvation. An assurance was given to me that He had taken away my sins, even mine. He saved me from the law of sin and death.
卫斯理就这样写道，9:01，我觉得我的心奇怪的暖和了，我觉得我相信基督，只有基督才能得救，并且给了我一个保证，他已经拿去我的罪，就是我的罪，救我脱离了罪与死的律。So
this one day changed the life of John Wesley.
那天约翰卫斯理的生命整个的改变。
Have you ever received Jesus Christ as your Savior? That day will change your life.
如果你已经接受耶稣基督做你的救主，那一天就是你生命改变的日子。
Romans is also very famous for what we call the Romans Road.
我们也知道有一个很有名的叫做罗马路。
The Romans Road shows us the way to God.
告诉我们去到神的道路。
And so we see man here walking his way.
这里有个人他在走他的路。
In Romans, the man who follows his way, and we see in Romans chapter 3, verses 10 and 23, we see about the way that man follows.
在罗马书三章，那里我们看见那个人怎样走他自己的路。
In chapter 3 and verse 10, it says that there is none righteous, no, not one.
三章十节那里说没有一人，连一个也没有。
This man may try to be a religious person. He may try to be a moral person. But there is no righteous one, not even one.
也许他想要做一个有道德的人，做一个有宗教的人，但是这不是义人。
And then Romans 3, verse 23.
三章二十三节。
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And so we see that the man falling short of the glory of God.
我们看见这个亏缺神荣耀的人。
And we see the result of this in Romans 6:23.
在罗马书六章二十三节，我们就看见这个人的结局。
For the wages of sin is death.
罪的工价乃是死。
Death, we know that because of Adam's sin, we all die physically.
我们知道说因为亚当犯了罪，所以我们的身体都会死。
But there's also a spiritual death that we're, because of our sin, it separates us from God.
但是还有那个灵的死，因着罪，我们与神隔绝。
We all come short of His righteousness, His glory.
我们都没有神的义，我们都亏缺他的荣耀。
And so the end of this,The path that man takes, the end is death, separation from God.
那条路的终点就是与神隔绝。
But then we see there's another path that we can take.
还有一条路我们可以走。
That God has given to us another way. And so the last part of this verse tells us, but the gift of God is eternal life.Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
神给了我们另一条路，神的恩典在耶稣基督里面乃是永生。
And so in Romans chapter 5 and verse 8,
在罗马书五章八节,
we see these words here, Romans 5, 8. It says here, but God,gives us a gift of eternal life, but here, but God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱在此就向我们显明了。
When we go this path, we see that Christ died for us. What does that mean to me?
我们走这条路的时候，我们看见说，基督为我们死，这对我们来说有什么意义？
So in chapter 10 of Romans,
罗马书第十章
，in verses 9 and 10, we read these words here.
我们读罗马书第十章第九节、第十节。
Listen carefully to these words as you follow along. Romans 10, 9 and 10, it tells us very clearly here.
我们仔细地听罗马书十章第九节第十节。
If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活， 就必得救，因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
So when we believe in our hearts and confess with our mouth,
因为我们心里相信，口里承认。
And in Romans 10:13,
罗马书十章十三节，
we see that this is the way. 10:13 says, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved."
那里告诉我们说，凡求告主名的就必得救。
We turn to God, we pray, we ask for Him to forgive us of our sin. We ask for Him to make us righteous because of what Jesus Christ did for us. By Christ, through faith, by God's grace, we come before God. And because of that, through Christ, we can go to heaven.
转向神，向神祷告祈求，那个赦罪、称义，因着耶稣基督所做的，因着我们的信心，他就把这一切赐给我们。
This is the Romans road. This is the message of Romans.
这就是罗马路，这是罗马书里的信息。
We can be made right with God. We can be justified.
我们在神面前可以得称为义，因着信。
Let's bow in prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Father in heaven, I thank you for each one here today.
天父，我们为这里每一位祷告。
Pray that you would open our eyes to see the message of salvation, that we can be justified by faith through grace.
愿你开我们的眼睛，叫我们能够看见说，啊，借着救，信心，我们可以得到救恩。
It's not walking our way. Our way leads to a dead end.
不是走我们自己的路，那是进到死亡的路。
But it's taking the way through Jesus Christ.Calling upon His name, believing in our hearts that we are justified.
乃是在耶稣基督里面求告他的名，他因着他的义叫我们得救。
Father, if there's anyone here today who've never received Jesus Christ as their Savior, may they call upon His name today.
今天我们这当中如果还没有接受耶稣基督为救主的，愿他们求告他的名，能得救。
Pray all this in Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。